In Mishnah 5, Misha Anasu Arba Nashim V'mei, someone who weds four wives and he dies. Harishona Kodemis Lishnir, the first precedes the second. So now in this case, unlike the previous Mishnah, they signed the Ksuvas in not at the same time. They signed so the first one signed before the second. Ushnir Lishlishis, the second before the third. Ushlishis Lervis, the third before the fourth. So in this case, Harishona Nishbas Lishnir, the first one takes an oath to the second one and collects a Ksuba. Rishnir Lishlishis, then the second one takes an oath to the third one and collects a Kasuba. Shlishis Laravis, the third one to the fourth one. Varavis Nifras Shilobishva, but the fourth one can collect without making an oath because she's the last of the wives. Ben Nanas Omer Vechimim Nashia Chroina Niskara. He says, no, because she's the last one, must she benefit? Just because she's the last wife. Afi lo tipra ela bishwa. She must also take an oath, and then she can collect her kusuva. Hayyot says, kulam biyom echad. If they all signed on the same day, kol akademis lechaverta filisha achas. Then whoever signs earlier in the day, then it goes by like the hour. Zachsa, that woman will get the benefit. V'kacha yukosvim b'yushalayim shas. And therefore, in Jerusalem, they used to write the hour. They used to know on the Ksuva, they didn't just write the date, they actually used to write the hour. Hayukulam Yotzis Besha Achas, if they all signed in the same hour, the Ainsham Elamane, and there's not enough to cover all the Ksuvas, Cholkos Beshava, then they share it out equally, which means they share it out in the way that was taught in the preceding Mishnah.